The Replacements. I'm John Johnson, and I'm not exactly going to talk about what you're thinking about next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Once upon a time, the sports section of the newspaper, the sports report on the radio and the television, were places unlike the rest of the daily news because the sports section was where you could learn about the achievements of people. Well, that was then, and this is now. If there's anything that demonstrates how overboard we are as a society about our sports, it's with the issue of the replacement officials in professional football, which was settled late last week. And that's exactly where I'm going today. Not to give you my take on the performance of the officials, but on how whacked out our perspective is and how it affects high school sports. Of all of the commentary out there on the replacement situation, two clips stood out. One reporter said words to the effect that in a world that is inherently unfair, we expect fairness in sports, right down to the millimeter. He should have added, though, that's as long as the call goes our way. The other painted the picture of the players and the coaches being the students in the classroom, and the replacement officials were the substitute teachers. Well, we all know how that plays out. Some will try to see what they can get away with the replacement in the room. The integrity of the game was called into question, but guess what? That's not necessarily all on the officials. It's mostly on the coaches and the players who are not only called to play by the rules, but to play with integrity. And to that point, it should not matter as much as to who's in the striped shirt. The antics of the coaches and the players became by themselves an issue of integrity, an issue of gamesmanship and poor sportsmanship, folks. Gamesmanship and poor sportsmanship. And what a terrible lesson this teaches our coaches and players. It's bad enough when the players on the field in any professional sport try to show up the officials by going through the actions of throwing a flag when they think it should be, or other signals for other sports like traveling and basketball, because that trickles down to our level. And shame on those coaches in our own ranks who act out poorly themselves or who let their players display such antics. But by trying to get away with even more on the field because substitute teachers, replacement referees, were being used, the very folks saying the integrity of the game was being violated were actually the biggest violators themselves, and they set a terrible example for our kids, again. Off the field, the coaches and the players tried to be as understanding as they could, acknowledging publicly that the replacement officials were in a tough spot, trying to learn and apply rules at the highest level of the game and do the best they can. But their actions on the field were different than their words off of it. If they're true professionals, maybe they should have taken it one step further themselves by playing the game with the highest levels of integrity and sportsmanship, which is what they're supposed to do in the first place. Because if we need regular officials to make that happen, their game is really in more trouble than the trouble we thought it was in going through what it did over the past few weeks. And our high school games will again suffer for it, because our teacher coaches will again have to work to undo what happened at a so-called higher level of the game. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.